Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXXChurch. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a pastor, certified neurohealth coach, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of the stuff we talk about here for over 20 years until I found freedom about a decade ago. In today's episode, we are going to be jumping in and answering this question. What are some tips and advice to get started with journaling? That's what I will be discussing today, so make sure you hang in there with me. Recognize that no questions are ever off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. Okay, so here's a question that came into our Office Hours page. What are some tips and advice to get started with journaling? I want to do it, but my mind goes blank, and I don't know what to write because journaling is new to me. This is a really good question. Because honestly, I think journaling is something that a lot of people, especially men, probably struggle with. Writing is a discipline. It's not always easy. A lot of times we don't have the time to sit down and write. And when we do sit down and write, many people, unless you're a writer by nature, you can relate to this idea of, I don't know what to write. Like, your mind goes blank. But journaling is it's a very good practice, and it's definitely helpful with recovery. And the reason journaling is good is not the writing itself per se, but it's the fact that when you write, something happens in your brain where you really start to process what you're putting down on paper in a much more significant way than if you just try to ping things around in your brain pan, right? So, and I've experienced this myself, not with journaling per se, but when I've gone through hard times in my life or difficult job situations, I've sent emails I've written emails that have never been sent. I've written blog posts that have never been posted. I've done all sorts of things where I write out my thoughts about what happened. And as I write those thoughts, things start to click. Of course, I already knew these things, right? Otherwise, I couldn't have written them down. But I wasn't, let's just say, I wasn't consciously aware of them, right? Writing those thoughts down forced me to face the truth. It forced me to deal with difficult emotional situations. It forced my introspection, which then creates a higher level of awareness about what's going on in my life. Oh, hey, that makes sense. I just wrote this down and now I'm connecting the dots and okay, I can see what went wrong here, or I can see why I reacted that way. And so that's why journaling is so important. If you're struggling with journaling, the way you put this question, it makes it sound like you're just journaling for the sake of journaling. And I would say if that's the case, I just need to write something today, yeah, you're going to struggle. Because the value in journaling isn't just the writing, it's the processing. So if you're having a problem with journaling, I would say maybe don't journal about each and every day of your life, but just make sure you take time to journal when you have a significant situation occur that's related to your recovery effort. So maybe you slipped up, or maybe you had a great day and you didn't slip up, or maybe you just felt really tempted and you didn't give in, but you could feel the pull. Whatever it is, like, those moments are significant. And a lot of times what we'll tend to do is we just gloss over them. If I blew it, I blew it, I'm sorry. Let me go tell my accountability partner, and then I'm going to try again. And we never take the time to actually analyze what happened. And that's where journaling could become really helpful for you. Again, regardless, victory, defeat, whatever the situation, you're going to be aware that something just happened, okay? And so at that point, that's your cue. Sit down and kind of write out what happened that day. Okay, I woke up, I burnt my toes, that kind of pissed me off, or whatever. I got stuck in traffic, or my wife and I had a great conversation at breakfast, so I left for the office feeling great. Whatever it was, just kind of write down the things that happened during the day, and then also include how it made you feel. I got to work, everything was going good, and then this coworker, they kind of blew up my spot, and so that kind of set me off and put me in a bad mood for the rest of the afternoon. These things are all important because they're emotional events that can lead to then a triggering moment later in the day. And so as you write this stuff, think about it. And eventually, that journaling practice is going to help you see what is actually happening in your life, how that is emotionally affecting you, and hopefully will allow you to draw some connections from those events to the end result, right? Hey, I had great time with my wife. I did my devotions. I killed it at work. And you know what? Didn't feel really tempted tonight. There's a connection there. Or, hey, I woke up. I had a fight with my wife. I got stuck in traffic. I had a bad day at work. And then I spent 4 hours on the computer looking at porn tonight. There's a connection there, right? These are all connected. So journaling is going to help you kind of connect those dots. Anyway, hope that helps. If you have a question for me to answer in a future Office Hours segment, please go to xxxchurch.com/office-hours. Submit your question there, and I will be sure to answer it in an upcoming episode. That's about it for now. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxxchurch.com/office-hours, and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then,